Jess in with you this morning. It's time to talk a whole lot of sport with Adam Murray from NBN News in Newcastle. Adam, how are we doing this morning?
Mate, I couldn't be better. Anything to have, talk about a bit of sport with you, that's all I love to do.
If only we could take more positive spins on the Knights and the Jets at the moment. Let's start with the Newcastle Knights. Plenty going on there this week.
Oh, isn't there? But taking on Manly, Warringah Seagulls at home on Sunday afternoon. It doesn't get much better, but as a Knights fan, you've just got to really hope that they turn up on Sunday afternoon. They've got Kalen Ponga back, Bradman Best is back, and but they've got to go up against Tom Trbojevic. It's going to be a tough game, and the Knights really need to turn things around pretty soon because the season is getting away. But with Kalen Ponga back, that's a big in. But at the same time, is it enough? Is it enough to end this losing streak?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. They've lost Blake Green this week as well.
Yeah, Blake Green retiring. And with his retirement, causes a flow-on effect, I see. We've got Jake Clifford, who is meant to be coming from the Cowboys next week and could possibly play against the Eels in the next round. But then at the same time, you've got the controversial signing or potential signing of Matt Lodge from the Brisbane Broncos. A lot of Knights fans are up in arms about this potential signing, and I'm a bit torn. I'm not sure what the Knights are going to do, but it seems like they're pretty certain to sign Matt Lodge coming very soon. So it'll be interesting to see how Knights fans react to that one.
Exactly. Now let's talk Newcastle Jets. Where are they at this weekend?
Newcastle Jets, well, they're taking on the ladder leaders and the competition winners, Melbourne City. So it doesn't get much tougher than this. So the Newcastle Jets, they've lost a lot of their stars in Luca Prusho and so on, who have gone over to Australian duties overseas. So they flew out of the country last night. So the Jets, they've really got to look to their extended squad now. And I assume a few locals will probably get a run. So it'll be an interesting game this weekend against Melbourne City. Melbourne City did go down to the Roar last week, so you never know. The Jets could turn things around, and let's hope for the Jets' sake that they can win their last few games of the season and just end on a happy note.
We'll hope for the best against the ladder leaders.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough. This weekend, Hunter Valley, Bengalla Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League, is going to be some great games of footy in the Upper Hunter.
I tell you what, Jeff, I just love local rugby league. And just to see Scone taking on Denman this weekend. And then you've got Musselbrook up against Singleton. I don't know if it gets much better than that. Like, Musselbrook-Singleton game at Olympic Park in Musselbrook. Oh, get out there, support your local team. I wish I was in Musselbrook on Sunday.
Just come up, mate.
I should come up. Because Musselbrook versus Singleton, that's going to be incredible. And it's good to see that the competition's back and running after a COVID hiatus last year. And just to see that locals can get back out and play some rugby league, because it's rugby league heartland out there. We should be finding the best players and having them play for the Knights. So that's what we need. But yeah, it's good to see Musselbrook up against Singleton. That'll be the match to watch.
It really is a place where you find some of the best footy players. I mean, the New South Wales Women's Origin team was named through the week with some fantastic locals named.
There's something in the water. I'm telling you now, maybe I should move up there and I could become a rugby league hero, maybe a legend. But, talking about the New South Wales Women's Origin team, it's been selected quite early, but I'm not disappointed at all, because we've got the likes of Yasmin Meeks, Bridie Parker. They're two Upper Hunter girls. And then you've also got the likes of Holly Wheeler and Hannah Southwell from the Hunter as well. So, look, you just can't get the Hunter girls out of the team. They're just too good. So it's great to see that they've been picked again. Bit unfortunate for Mel Howard, also from Newcastle. She missed out. She played in the last Origin series. So that's one sad note. But, of course, Yasmin Meeks on the wing. I'm already going to call it. I reckon she's going to score a try. Going to score a try in the Origin game in June. So watch out for Yasmin Meeks on the wing.
It's going to be awesome. And before I let you go this morning, Adam, I forgot to ask you our pick the score tomorrow night. Did go off last week, so we're back to $200. The Tigers are taking on the Dragons. What do you think the full-time score might be?
Oh, Look, this is one game that I don't even know who's going to win. So I'm gonna throw one out here. I'm just gonna say the Tigers will win 28, Dragons 20. 28-20.
28-20. The Tigers to the Dragons. Head to 2nm.com.au. Pop Adam scores in. See if he's correct. You might score $200. Thanks to Domain Computers Rutherford and Domain Electrical Rutherford. Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime.
You can catch Adam Murray and the NBN News team every night from 6 on NBN.